Hello? 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 Hello?
If you can hear this, it's not too late. I've returned to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel and pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our return pads. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
And I am Ari.
And this is Time Pop. All right. We just watched two episodes of Family Guy, and this is some pretty serious time travel compared to they crammed a lot into these 20-minute episodes.
Yes. Family Guy does science fiction and time travel very well. I am a big fan of Seth MacFarlane and everything that he does.
And he gets, I wanted to see, especially doing these, if they have a time travel writer that they always go to. Of course, Seth MacFarlane is at the top of this. It's got a big written by Mark Henteman for one of the episodes we watched. So the episodes we watched were season 10, episode 5, Back to the Pilot, and season 11, episode 4, Yug Yilamoth.
Which is Family Guy in reverse. That was good. That's hard to say.
Did I do all right?
I would not be able to pronounce that.
I've been staring at that all day. So I wanted to check the writers here. So yeah, it might be, I don't dig up writers for Family Guy episodes very often, but Mark Henteman gets a big writing credit in both of these. They have plenty of staff writers helping with jokes and whatnot, but he may be their time travel guru. We may do more of these episodes and we'll see if his name comes into play.
Yeah, so Family Guy has 10 episodes that, as of 2017, that are about time travel. So we decided to just watch two of them. We may get to the other ones in a later date. But these two are some good ones.
And they worked well together. I was excited for Back to the Pilot because I remember seeing old footage, which I think is a brilliant way for them to do time travel in an animated series. And so for them to also do that in Yug Yilamoth, it was very nice. I don't know how much of a fan you are, Ari, or how much experience you have with Family Guy, but I remember some of the old episodes they referenced very, very much.
Yeah, I'm fairly familiar. I didn't watch it start to finish, but I've seen my fair share of episodes.
These early episodes that they reference a lot, I especially watched a lot of. I certainly haven't fallen off Family Guy, but I haven't rewatched as much as I did those early season one episodes. So we'll go through this kind of in order, one episode at a time. I'm sure we'll end up jumping around a little bit once we get into some general time travel discussions and theories. But where does Back to the Pilot start, Ari?
So this episode starts we'll just talk about the important stuff. Brian wants to find an old tennis ball that he buried in the yard years ago, specifically back in 1999.
Convenient.
Which is when Family Guy started. And he doesn't remember where he buried it. And very casually, Stewie says, oh, let's just use my time machine and go back to the specific date, which Brian remembers.
I forget, was this the first time? Because I know at one point Stewie destroys his time machine. Was this his rebuilt new time machine? Or is this the first time Brian had heard of the time machine ever?
No, I think that they have been using the time machine already. This episode, they seemed very familiar with it.
Okay, so I think he did. I'm missing the line, but I think this may be the rebuilt time machine. Because I think Brian was a little bit surprised. Maybe I'm mixing things up, but I thought he was like, oh, you got the time machine.
Yeah, this is definitely not the first time travel episode. So they've used the machine, I'm sure, already.
Definitely, yeah. We discussed going back to the original episode, time travel episode, to set the stage. But instead, we decided just to jump in the middle to some great time traveling.
Yeah, so they go back to the exact date to which Brian buried the ball, and they notice, you know, through the window, the family in the kitchen, and it is the exact footage of the very first episode of Family Guy.
It's so great. A little grainy. They even use the original voices. So we got Seth MacFarlane doing Stewie 20 years ago now. I mean, it wasn't 20 years ago when this episode came out, but 20 years ago now and then and today. And it was great to see those changes in real time.
God, has it been 20 years this show has been on? 99 to almost 2019. Wow.
It has. They missed a few years in there, of course, during their when they cancellation got canceled. Seasons. But yeah, it's been 20 years since we've had Family Guy in
Who
our
is
life.
The that decided to cancel the show?
Fox.
I'm sure that guy got fired.
The same who canceled Firefly.
Oh, no, that's right. How dare they? Okay.
The dark ages of Fox.
So they notice through the window the family saying the exact lines from the first episode. They make fun of it. It's all tongue-in-cheek and great. And then they notice where the ball was buried, and
Brian goes to dig it up. And then Stewie says, no. Just note where it is. We can't change the past. The rules, I think that's the only rule that Stewie mentions, is the rules of time travel is you cannot alter the past. And Brian complains. He immediately jumps to Quantum Leap, another great series.
Oh, yeah, they reference Quantum Leap.
Because that's the only, as we use pop culture, so does Family Guy use pop culture to guide itself. And so, of course, they get all of their time travel rules from Quantum Leap, where Brian mentions that that guy changed the past all the time. That was his job. Are you experienced with Quantum Leap at all,
Ari? I'm not. I'm a terrible time travel enthusiast and have not seen Quantum Leap. It's on my list.
It is amazing. Like, I kind of realized recently how much I watched Quantum Leap. Like, I wasn't an official time travel fan yet. Like, I enjoyed it. There was nothing wrong with it, but I wasn't watching it just based on time travel. But I really got into that show when it was on, so I have plenty of Quantum Leap experience.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it. It's been on my list. There's a lot of seasons, is that right?
Quite a bit. I want to say it got close to 10.
Yeah. Oh,
I think it was one of those shows that hit 8 or 9. And
yeah, I might have to cheat it a little bit and just like look up major episodes and watch just those, because that's just so much to get through.
Maybe we can do it together.
Okay, cool.
a lot of them are just period pieces, but with that many episodes, I got a hunch that there's a few knots to be had fun with.
Cool, okay. So yeah, they reference Quantum Leap and how they always change the past, but Stewie just does say that the one rule is don't change the past. And then things happen, someone comes out and they have to run inside. Oh no, they try to use the return pad. That's what it is. They use the return pad, but it doesn't work. They're in the same time, just a different location.
Do they go up to the room to try to find D batteries and then Stewie's room?
Yeah, so he says that it runs on D batteries now, his return pad, and so they try to find D batteries. That's what it is. And Stewie meets his past self when he's trying to hide under the crib.
What makes them panic and finally jump? I don't know why that's skipping my mind, because they end up having to use the pad without the new batteries.
And it just brings them to
earlier that year or later that year, I guess.
Was it? Okay, because they're in the alley with the Kool-Aid man and they make him miss his cue.
Sorry, yeah, we watched this episode 30 whole minutes ago.
We didn't take good enough notes.
I guess not. Yeah, so anyways, they run up to the bedroom. They have to activate the pad without getting fresh batteries in it, so it only takes them so far.
Mm-hmm. And that's when they interrupt the Kool-Aid guy's cue when he breaks through the wall at the trial. I think that's the same episode.
The more I think of it, this might all be the same. It is called Back to the Pilot, and I always think it's back to season one, but
it's that same episode.
It is,
that one first pilot. Yeah, so they jump to that scene. And then they manage to get the batteries and they jump back to the present, but something has changed.
What has changed?
The 9/11 never happened.
Did not happen.
Yep. In their quest to get batteries, somewhere along the line, Brian warned his past self about 9/11 so that he can prevent it.
What could go wrong?
Right. He had good intentions.
It's a great thing. So now present has been altered. Let's talk about this right now, Ari, since this is a short episode. We'll get into the nitty gritty here. So Brian goes back to the past. There's two Brians. He completely changed. He tells past Brian about 9/11, goes forward. So they're in the original timeline that's been altered, but there's only one Brian.
In the present.
Does this make sense?
Yes. So time travel laws, as we're going to call it, or rules for this story is you go to the past, you change something, you come to the present, things are different. It's just you in the present.
But your altered self changed
your altered timeline.
The timeline. So where does the Brian that prevents 9/11 coexist with the Brian that just jumped from 1999 to the present.
So if you're talking about timelines, if we're staying on one timeline, it's the same person. But here's the thing. I wrote a big H
okay.
in my notes, which represent holes. So here's the hole that I found. If it is the same timeline and the same person, he jumps back to the present. He has no memory of all those years that were changed. So, and that comes up again in this episode. I talk about what you remember and what you don't remember. So you changed the past, but you have no memory of this now changed timeline to the present. Hole.
In the first jump, does your hole go deeper?
Well, that was the first jump.
Right. But then later, I'm going to make a double jump just while we're in this pit.
Okay.
Later on, he's cognizant of the changes he made. He goes back. So when he goes back to change Harry Potter. Okay, so I guess we'll
okay,
get
wait.
There. We'll
okay.
get there. All right. So,
so
in order.
So they see the changes. And, you know, Brian is trying to defend his decision to prevent 9/11. He said, I bet you that the future is going to be great. Things are going to be fine. And Stewie disagrees. And Stewie says, all right, let's check this out. Now let's travel 5 years into the future and see what kind of timeline you've created. So they do that. They travel into the future and the animation changes. So they get that futuristic, weird new animation, which I am not a fan of.
The clay clanimation?
Well, it's like definitely computer generated and just, I don't know. I see a lot of new animation with this and it's not my favorite. I don't even know what you'd call it.
I don't hate it. If a show was to start like that, I think I could get into it and enjoy it.
Oh, that maybe that's because I'm not used to it.
But yeah, with Family Guy, it's like, this is your style.
Yeah.
Just stick with it. Because I like, I don't know why it excites me, you know, growing up with so much 2D animation, which is amazing.
Is that what it's called? 3D animation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the camera can actually swing around characters,
okay.
which is something that's very difficult to do in most animation, which is something that Family Guy actually does in their current animation stage. They're able to kind of swing the camera, but the characters still don't have that three-dimensional
look. They still look 2D.
Yeah. The camera swings in 3D around 2D characters. But
anyway.
Yeah, it was very jarring.
It's weird because
yeah,
I'm so used to Family Guy. And then that's a good way of making fun of it. The future looks like that. And then they look outside and they notice that the world has gone to It is a post-apocalyptic future. Everything is destroyed. You have to wear hazmats to go outside. There's bullets flying everywhere. The sky is orange. It's bad. And so basically they're like, all right, we got to fix this.
And somehow the Family Guy house is perfectly fine. Like everything around them is bombed out and destroyed. There's nothing around them, but their house
right,
has survived.
The inside of their house is immaculate and has not changed
looks
at all.
The way it always
I did
looked.
Like the little, I don't know if is homage the right word or the shout out to Terminator. Joe Swanson is now a cyborg and looks exactly like a Terminator with the red eyes and everything.
And Terminator, and there was a nice crossover. He looked like Terminator, but they referenced RoboCop.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that. What did they say?
Just the way he says, stop, don't move, intrude, you know, and he can't be talked out of his current state of, I'm going to destroy you.
Was there a reference to Quagmire being a frog? Is that
yes.
something as well?
No.
Okay, that's
no,
just
no. That
weird.
Was definitely just, yeah, Family Guy having some fun.
Being weird.
I think, yeah, they say, I think that whole thing was based around the joke, that's riveting, instead of riveting.
Oh, okay. Silly.
So things have gone horribly wrong.
Right.
Preventing 9/11 did not create the perfect world that Brian had hoped.
Did they explain why they talked about, like, George W. Bush lost an election and then the South declared civil war on the North?
Yeah.
And that's what started it or something like that. They get into some political stuff.
Yeah, it was due to because, yeah, George Bush couldn't use the war created from 9/11 to scare us all into voting for him again.
Right. They do it well.
Their
as
logic.
Family Guy usually does. So they decide to go back to that very first time that they traveled to when they were looking for the tennis ball and to prevent Brian from warning his past self about 9/11. So they jump back, and when they do, they see, here we go, it's going to get complicated.
Yes.
Bear with us, folks.
Yes.
They see themselves
from the previous jump we witnessed.
Looking through the window of the first episode.
Of the pilot, yes.
So now there's two sets of time travel, Stewie and Brian.
Three sets altogether.
And they say, stop. Don't do what you're about to do because you're going to fuck everything up. Are we allowed to swear?
If it's necessary.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to make parents excited to maybe share some of these fun science. We'll maybe start
we'll do a version two.
The Dez and Ari swear cast. But every once in a while, it's warranted. I don't want to have a hands down no swearing, but
kids
we'll keep
like
it to
swearing.
A minimum.
You can just beep it out.
There you go.
Bleep.
That way they'll know we're just like Family Guy. You know what? While we're on the subject, Family Guy bleeps sometimes and doesn't bleep others. I don't know.
Meaning they actually drop the F-bomb?
Yes. I have definitely heard F-bombs in Family Guy episodes.
No way.
And I don't know if they're left in for later releases.
Like on the internet.
Or if they happen. I know sometimes the line gets blurry.
I'd be shocked if Fox allowed the F-bomb to be dropped on the air.
Well, even one in here where in the next episode we talk about, they bleep out some F-bombs. And I'm pretty sure those are left in the original time I saw it. But that might have been me watching it on Netflix, and maybe Netflix was using the straight from DVD rips and they
I bet you
changed
that's what
it. I'm not sure what it is. I know that I've heard Family Guy unbleeped enough to where I'm curious what it is.
All right, well, let's just bleep out my F-bombs
yes.
for now.
For f- sake, Ari.
Okay, so they go back. There's two versions of the time travel set, and then there's the original pilot episode, which they're inside, and we don't worry about them. So they say, don't do what you're about to do. Don't warn past Brian about 9/11. You fuck everything up. And they say, okay. So then they go back to the present.
And this time,
something's still fucked up.
Brian.
Sorry for the F-bomb.
It's all right. Sometimes it's the only way to explain what we do. Brian has decided that, okay, maybe the whole 9/11 thing was too big. I'll just go smaller this time.
Right.
What could be wrong with me writing the Harry Potter novels?
Right.
And this time, again, I think Brian is aware of what's going on. When Lois walks in and says something about the now new present, Brian just remembers telling his past self. That's what it is. I was thinking that he was cognizant of this new timeline.
He still
that
does.
He didn't live,
yeah.
But he just remembers telling his past self, hey, go write the Harry Potter novels.
Right. So here again is the whole is
yes.
You don't remember. You have no memory of, in this story, you have no memory of how you changed this timeline, which, you know, if you want to get technical, you would automatically already have these memories. Debatable. We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Stewie says, damn it, you've messed it up again. Now we have to go back to that same moment, that same place. And when he does, now there's three sets of time travelers. Four total, but the one inside the house with
we're
the
not
going to
count them.
Yeah.
They're not time travelers. Yeah.
So three sets of time travelers. Okay. And they say, stop. Don't do what you're about to do. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Everybody stop.
And then they explain it. And all of a sudden, two more sets. Another set pop. All these different sets of time travelers are saying, stop. Freeze. No. Don't do what you're about to do.
Yes. And they just keep popping up. We don't know where they're coming from exactly. So now there's just...
So more and more pairs of time travelers pop up one after the other,
yeah.
Telling them to stop, warning them.
What you did messes up what he did, messes up what they did.
Right.
Everyone.
And then eventually we start seeing like some random other things, like Peter appears with them. And
yes.
Then with one of them, Stewie has boobs. And with another set, they're in, what are those things called?
The barbershop poles.
Okay.
That was hilarious. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard, but I...
Because it's random.
It's super random and super hilarious that they have... I don't know why, but this is reality where we come from. And they start throwing up from spinning around the barber pole. So eventually, I guess our Stewie from the beginning of the episode, we'll call Stewie Alpha.
Okay.
Crawls up and says, everyone, stop.
And at this point, there's got to be like 75 pairs of time travelers all in
yeah.
this area. And then he says, we gotta fix this. Everyone just go back to your time. I know how to fix this.
Everyone get on your pads and go back. And Hole?
Yes. Well, a line that he says, Anna Hole, you go first.
One of the Bryans that shows up dead.
You read my mind, my friend.
Yes. We're all about holes here.
So one Bryan shows up dead, and the original Alpha Bryan is like, wait a minute, if he's dead, wouldn't I be dead? And Stewie gets almost frustrated, and he tries to explain it, and he's like, I don't know. Let's just keep going.
I don't even think he tries to explain
it. That's right. He just says...
happens.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah, so definitely making fun of potential laws of time travel, which is done very well. So everyone goes back to their respective times.
They leave a set behind. I'm pretty sure I guess that makes sense. Cause yeah, we're dealing with the fourth set. When the last set goes to now, we'll call now.
Oh boy.
I'm pretty sure there's still a set looking in the window.
So to me, that is the second set. So
the first Stewie, the Bryan that
this is what we love so much. It's an exercise in our brains.
The potentially the Bryan who told about 9/11 is left behind. Or not really left behind, but they're still looking in the window. I guess, yeah, he's still just after his ball. And so as long as he doesn't go upstairs and talk to his past self about 9/11, he's still going to get his ball like he always planned.
That's the first set. So then the second set is still there as well.
Basically, but the two that we travel back with here leave another set behind. Just a hole or not, maybe it's not a hole, but since everyone else goes back, I was just surprised. I said, everyone go home. But they left while leaving one set there.
Well, they had to because they also had to go home and they were the first ones there. So we're just assuming that they also went home. That's how I took it.
I definitely assume that they, because this show, you know, as weird as it is, they wouldn't leave a hole that big.
So if let's call them Alpha, the ones that we're mainly following, they also go back and Stewie says, I know how to fix this. And then they jump back to that spot right before the very first jump.
Yes.
And he pulls out a gun and he says, get the F back on your pad and go back to where you were. Just go back. And they're like, wait, why? And then he shoots Bryan in the leg.
Oh, that's right. They just go back 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's right.
5 minutes earlier to the very first jump.
That's right. Okay. That's why those two were left in the window, because he's going to stop it anyways. He's going to go back 5 minutes.
I don't think this is the one left in the window.
Well, it would have been. That's the first.
But they jumped to right before that. Is this where you tried to draw the timeline?
Yes.
And
here,
then
I'm showing
your diagram. Let's see your diagram. Okay. So, nope, I don't understand any of that.
Yeah, well, you can see it's pretty funny. You can see where I just tied a knot.
So that's...
No, that's where the 75 are showing up. But you can see I did write up here, left one set behind.
Okay.
So, and then... But you're right. They left one set... But that's the set. So the set they left behind when... Okay, he says, everyone go home. So 73 sets go home. One set is in the window. Our alpha set goes back 5 minutes stick the gun in their face.
Yeah.
So the people whose gun they stick and who gets the gun stuck in their face is potentially the two in the window.
Right. So they just went 5 minutes before that, before they arrive.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
So they go 5 minutes before the first jump and they tell them, go back to where you came from. He shoots them in the leg. And Bryan says, well, what happens to our timeline? Because they were the original. And Stewie basically says, it'll take care of itself or some. I wish we wrote down this line. But they just dissolve. They just like turn into little balls of light and disappear.
Is this the chronological tangent that creates us?
Is that what he says?
Maybe. I definitely wrote down a fancy term right around this point in my notes.
One of Stewie's.
So I think this is I want to look up some of these terms that they throw around. I don't know if they use them properly, but they're big fun terms.
Yeah.
So I think they created a chronological tangent where everything works out. The Bryans and all the Stewies will just melt into each other.
So
and we'll get back to reality.
What we see is when the original guys just jump back, they dissolve. Their timeline supposedly just dissolves. They turn and they disappear. So that right there makes you think, okay, well, that would would really make you think, with all the other timelines, if someone else had done that, would that have affected all the other jumpers when they were all together? Anyway, I'm going very meta.
I'm
going
to be, while we're being nitpicky here, I forgot I have the number. There were 50 sets of Brian's and Stewie's. Because when Alpha Stewie gets on the trash can, he says, okay, we're going to vote. Because all these people come from different timelines, and maybe stopping 9/11 worked out in some of these timelines.
Right.
So Stewie gets up and says, how many vote to stop 9/11 and how many vote to leave 9/11 alone? And the vote is 42 to 57, that odd number created by the dead Brian that didn't
right.
make the jump.
So that was a total of 50 sets?
There was 99 votes and one dead. So there was 100 Brian and Stewies out there total.
So 50 sets.
So, yeah.
Desmond McNeese is our numbers guy for this show. Any numbers or dates that appears in the movie, he is your numbers guy. He will write it down. He will remember. He will figure it all out. Ari is not that person.
I can definitely. That sounds like a great team up because I love the numbers. And you can tie those, you can help unravel those knots.
Yeah, I think about the story. So they disappear, and Brian and Stewie are sitting on the couch. Brian's got a bullet hole in his leg, and
I'm glad we talked this out because that really confused me the first time. I said, how the hell did we get
fix
our Brian's and Stewie's mixed up? But it was possibly our chronological tangent that melded
right,
all of our Brian's back together, the dead Brian being a hole that we'll just cover up.
Yeah. So, then it all works out. Yay.
Yay. So that was Back to the Pilot. We'll probably, towards the very end of this episode, I'm sure we'll do a big wrap up. Whew. Now that we've not untied that knot at all, let's move on to another knot. So now we are season 11, episode 4, Yig Yilimoff.
Very impressive you can say that.
Like that, thank you.
Which also known as Family Guy in reverse.
Yeah, that's how it works, folks. This one, I have even, yeah. Take it away, Ari.
I will give you the synopsis, but can I first of all say I liked this story, and I have never seen or heard of this time of time travel story.
Oh, are we talking about the are we still
No.
Back to the Pilot?
No.
Oh,
the new one.
We're on right now. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah, jump in.
So the overall premise of this one, and I'll give you a little more detailed play-by-play, is they reverse time. Time is going backwards. I have never heard or seen of another story where just time goes backwards. This is very original.
Yeah, it seems like a very obvious trope that would be used, and I guess animation must just make it easier to pull off.
That's exactly what it is. There are a lot of holes, which we will talk about, but
yes.
So this episode starts out where Brian is trying to impress a girl. Specifically, he's trying to get a girl to sleep with him, and he tells her he has a time machine.
Real quick, before we get to time machine, so Brian is in a battle with another guy to impress this girl. Their first two choices, one of the guy owns a cinder block factory. That's his big opening move. And Brian has a 6-disc CD changer.
Right.
And from there, we go all the way to a time machine.
Yeah. So, of course, Brian gets the girl back, and they go into their time machine, and they jump to the night Abraham Lincoln was shot. And the girl is very impressed, and they get to have sex. And then you see lots of girls that Brian gets to time travel with. One of the times they go to the Hindenburg. Is that right?
Oh, the humanity.
The
yes.
Blimp, right? Yeah. Another time they go other places. Anyway, so he's doing a lot of time traveling to sleep with women.
Yeah, a nice little Brian with the ladies montage.
Yes, of all the ladies and all the traveling that he's doing. And then one of the travels, the girl or he notices the, what's on a car?
Chronometer. We'll call it a chronometer.
What's it called on the car that shows you?
Odometer.
Odometer.
Yes. The odometer on the time machine.
Yes. Has been moved forward so many times. And then we get this amazing
Ferris Bueller.
Is homage the right word? I need to get a thesaurus.
Yeah. No, okay. homage to
Ferris Bueller when he realizes all the miles he got on
when
his
actually,
dad's car.
Not Ferris Bueller, Cameron.
Right, in the movie.
Realizes
Ferris Bueller.
And this time machine, numbers guy here, has 10,918 years on it.
That they've traveled.
Brian's been Brian's been doing some parts. Why Stewie's just been sitting on this time machine. I mean, I guess he's a scientist and he's more careful with his time traveling. He's not going back just to hook up with ladies. I would have at least 100,000 miles on my time machine in the first week.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so many miles or years. So yes. Brian freaks out. They show actual footage of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And
that's right.
Then the girl he's with says, just reverse it, exactly like the movie. So Brian breaks the glass. What's it called?
We're going to call it a chronometer.
Okay, where the chronometer is, and just starts to move the numbers backwards. Just click, click,
good
click.
Good old-fashioned yep. Hand crank it back.
And then the time machine starts to like freak out. There's electricity. It blows up. And all of a sudden, big light shoots up into the sky. And then it explodes. By that time, Stewie had woken up and been like, what the hell?
And this is another one I noticed. Very Ghostbusters-like. The way the light shoots into the sky and starts to wreak havoc on everything around it.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So, Stewie wakes up, says, what the hell are you doing? They're both in the time machine.
When it blows up, essentially.
Yes, when all things go totally haywire.
So they wake up and everything is in reverse, except for them. And Stewie explains that because they were in the blast radius, they were not affected by this.
Because they were protected by the time machine, since they were inside the time machine
right.
when things got reversed.
Right.
They're okay.
They're okay. They say okay, and he explains that, you know, we must have been protected, but which is wrong. They were not protected, but they are aware. Everyone else around them is not aware of it, but they are aware, but they weren't protected because the reverse time is affecting them. So
you got an H next to this?
Yes.
Or is it okay?
Big
okay.
fat H hole in the plot. So he says, oh, we weren't affected because we were in the blast radius, but I think what he meant was we are aware of what's going on, but still affected.
Well, that's what he comes to find out. I think when he says this, he means it. But so I'm thinking the best way is that they were outside of the main blast radius, so they got hit with a lesser amount of this reverse juice.
Okay.
But they are still moving forward. They're walking forward, and, well, everyone's talking forward.
Yeah. Hole! Hole.
You call it Yig Yilimov.
But everybody's
everyone else.
Lines are normal, but I guess you would not have a coherent episode if everyone talked backwards. You wouldn't understand them.
Best case scenario, you'd have a subtitled episode, which, again, isn't very fun.
Right. So we'll explain a little bit about this. Is everything is in reverse. People are walking in reverse. People are getting car accidents in reverse. All the sound effects are in reverse, which sounds cool. You know, you've got things, you know, breaking and exploding in reverse, but yet everybody's
yeah.
talking normal.
Yeah, and saying, so it makes it almost double reverse by yeah. the way we're watching
yeah.
it, the way they're talking forward about what just happened. And then,
so that's a hole, but we get it because you wouldn't be able to do it any other way unless it was subtitled.
You're trying to entertain people here,
yeah.
first and foremost.
So Stewie does explain that it was something called a quantum shockwave. My
yes.
favorite word, quantum, because if you don't know how to explain something, just throw quantum in the front of it. Best example.
Quantum Leap.
Ant-Man.
Oh, that's right.
Getting off topic,
yeah.
but
yeah.
it's my favorite thing to do is, you know, you're trying
that
to...
That really is movie's version of,
yeah.
we got this.
Just
throw enjoy
quantum
the ride.
In the front of it. Okay, so Stewie tries to explain, you know, in a scientific laws of how it's going on, and Brian pretends to fall asleep. And so everything is moving backwards. They show some of Family Guy's most epic fight scenes.
They show the one. Do you remember that fight scene
at
all? That chicken fight?
I do.
Yeah.
The major epic chicken fight they show in reverse, which is pretty funny. It's pretty great.
That was a very smart way to show a lot in reverse. Like, they could have showed maybe 5 or 6 different scenes.
Which was fun to see.
Yeah, that was another, even like Back to the Pilot. Like, I remember that footage the first time I saw it, and it was a lot of fun to
see
reminisce.
In reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, all of a sudden, Stewie says, wait a minute. I think the catalyst was they see the neighbor is still pregnant with a baby.
Yes.
And
Joe's wife.
He says in the science aspect of it, time is accelerating backwards. Time dilation is accelerating.
Let's just pause for a minute. What do you know about time dilation?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. We're going to have to follow this up on another episode because I don't have time to research this right now. But he definitely explains this like a real thing.
This is a real thing?
It sounded like he says, do you understand how as we move forward in time, we actually move, time is slowing down?
Right, he says that.
So therefore, in his mind, it makes sense that if you reverse time, it's going to start to speed up. So if forward time is constantly slowing down, if you reverse that process, time is going to be constantly speeding up. So...
And that is a real thing? That's correct?
I have no idea.
Okay, sounds legit.
We're going to get back to time dilation.
Yeah, this is where I wish we had a guest star, guest physicist on our show.
We just need a researcher. I'm going to have to just have Kieran in here to just point search time dilation.
Yeah.
So we can keep talking about,
yeah, we need
about pop culture stuff and he can figure out some more stuff. But we'll have some, as these terms start to pop up more, we'll start setting them aside and we will definitely dig into some of these deeper. We might just have a definitions episode so we can lay some groundwork for what the hell we're actually talking about. So anyways, so because of time dilation, reverse time is speeding up. So things are not only moving backwards, but they're moving backwards very quickly.
So they're getting younger. So they are being affected by the reverse time. Stewie is getting younger. His teeth are receding back into his gums. He is losing the ability to walk. He's becoming an infant baby.
Going pre-ambulatory stage.
Right.
As he says.
And so this accelerates faster and faster. And Brian has to fix it because Stewie now can't walk and he's about to be reverse born.
Unborn.
Reverse born.
That's right. Unborn sounds more sinister. So he is getting taken back to the hospital from his literal birthday to be put back inside Lois, to put it most simply. And so now Brian is stuck. Dumb Brian is stuck at home trying to figure out how to get time to move forward again.
Fix everything. And he does.
As Brian is fighting with All Family Guy does is reference things, but for some reason I really like the references they got. We got the Ferris Bueller, we got the Ghostbusters, and we got the Jurassic Park. I was almost disappointed that Brian didn't fix the time machine with a stupid password. I thought for sure he was going to be like, what the hell would Stewie use as a password? Yeah, and type in fart bubbles or something and fix everything that way.
But instead he does the classic, do exactly what you did before, just reverse it.
So the time machine is whole again because time's been moving backwards. So Brian breaks the glass, spins the knob forward this time.
Same blast. They wake up. Everything is back to normal.
But Stewie does not get thrust back into the present.
Here we are. This is the hole.
Right, let's get in this hole and get comfortable, people.
Yes, we're sitting in a big hole here. So he does this, the blast. Brian wakes up and he's like, let's see what happens. He runs to the hospital and Stewie has not been born yet. So it seems like it just restarted time at that point. So we fixed time, but now we got to go forward from that point, which is when Stewie's about to be born. So Brian runs into the hospital room and he says to Meg, he's like, where's Stewie? Is he okay? And Meg says, who's Stewie? And then Stewie is born and they say, oh, so cute. What should we name him?
And Meg says, I like Brian's idea of calling him Stewie.
So then his name is Stewie. And you know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? That is called a consistent causal loop.
Holy mackerel, people. Write that down.
Yeah, which makes you think, is that how he always got his name?
Because
this is how it has happened always.
So now that they have to relive all of this, that means Brian would potentially use the time machine again to get ladies.
Right, it's a loop.
But since it didn't reset, is Brian now smart enough not to do this?
So here's the whole. hole. We're still sitting in that same hole. The very last scene is big, fat hole, which I love. Stewie is born and remembers everything.
They both do.
They both do.
They both do. Yes, and they have to relive all... Everyone has to relive. They have to watch the whole world around... I don't know how old Stewie's supposed to be. I think he's two-ish, you know?
So technically, they have to relive their entire life.
And watch, and that means they have to, if they don't want to screw up time, which is the big rule...
They can't change
anything.
They
can't change everything. They have to recreate all of their steps. If they do anything different, then it throws everything off.
I find that so fun.
I hadn't even thought about that until right now. That's so cool. The idea of then just being like, okay, where are we supposed to be today?
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do? This is
how we nerd out.
Oh, this hole is very comfortable. I like this hole.
It's a great hole.
This is a good one.
And this is why we love time travel so much.
Yes.
Say hi to your mom for me.
And now for a quick detour into contact land. First of all, thank you for listening to Time Pop. Hopefully, if you've made it this far, it is because you have enjoyed the program. After you like and subscribe to Time Pop, please tell a neighbor or a friend about it so you can enjoy a discussion of your own on the topic of time travel. And if you hated every second of this but are unable to go back in time and recoup what you have lost, tell someone you hate to download and listen to Time Pop. We'll take the numbers any way we can get them. If you would like to add to the discussion, please email us at timepop9216@gmail.com. That is timepop9216@gmail.com. And tell us your thoughts about this particular depiction of time travel and how you might use it. And definitely let us know about a time travel movie, book, game, etc. that we might discuss on a future episode. And if you'd like to start your own discussion on the topic, please head over to Face, Insta, Twitter book. We're at tpop9216. That is at tpop9216. And now,
back to the
big finish.
So then that's it. Episode ends.
And the best one, the very last line is, the big question with Family Guy is always, can everyone hear the baby? Who can hear the baby?
Yeah.
And Chris says, did you guys just hear that baby? And someone says, it's a baby, dummy. Of course we can't hear it.
Yeah, Lois says that.
So it still just leaves that. Who can hear Stewie, who can't? I just wrote down a fat LOL on this episode. I like both these episodes. Family Guy's great. I always laugh. I just had, unfortunately, I laughed out loud, and then right underneath it, I wrote bad jokes too. Because even for Family Guy, there were some rough takes in this. Some
not politically correct jokes.
There we go. There's a simple way to put it. Yeah. And not politically correct, which is what they're known for. Yeah. So I'm not going to hate on it. But
shock and awe.
Watching Family Guy age is a very, very interesting thing in our current PC time.
Yeah.
Which is why we need it sometimes.
Yeah. So two time travel episodes in Family Guy. Huge, big thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Love it.
I think we're going to have to. I thought we might just do these two Family Guys and call them our Family Guy episodes. But these were so fascinating. I think the Family Guy is going to be something we're going to come back to every now and then. Just to.
Yeah.
It'll be our little constant.
Yeah. They do it well.
And yeah, it's really good time travel. I am Desmond McNeese.
And I am Arielle Galois.
Have a great day.
Bye. Quantum, quantum, quantum.